Hello, welcome to Healing with Hope, Faith and Love. I'm Elizabeth Baker and I'm here today to talk to you about anxiety and how you can actually feel anxiety from your domestic violence situation. It is actually a very emotionally overpowering, and it's not just emotionally, it's physically, it's just draining. And what I want to do is there's several things I actually want to do. And first of all, I want to actually describe to you what actually is and how anxiety feels, especially when I feel anxiety. And I can tell you it's the most crippling thing. I mean, I can't play. If I'm suffering a massive anxiety attack, I can't play the guitar. I literally can't play the guitar. I can't write. I mean, sometimes I can't make decisions. And that's the worst possible thing you could do is actually make decisions at the time that you're having an anxiety attack. And what it looks like is that your mind's racing. It's also you're feeling dizzy, disorientated, lightheaded, your vision's strange, maybe blurry. It's possible that you could be suffering from a lot of sleep disturbance because of the anxiety. And trust me, I know that. That with on top of stress, and yeah, I don't get good night's sleep, especially when caring for my son as well. There is a difficulty swallowing, you're feeling breathless, you're breathing fast or shallow. I have that a lot. Especially if I know, if I've noticed within myself that my breathing's a bit, I notice that, I'm sort of suffering a bit of anxiety. My heart's racing. That's the worst, is when it's the heart's pounding in the chest. Like if you can hear that on the phone, I'm sorry, on the microphone, that's how it's feeling. That's actually how it feels. Although it's not how you hear it, that's actually how it feels. And it's just that pounding, pounding, pounding. It's trembling, constant trembling. It's literally as if your hand's shaking, like shaking legs, arms, the whole body physically trembles. You could feel nausea, lack of appetite, and I've suffered that with this anxiety for many years, especially in the situation that I was in. And we'll describe my former relationship as the situation. Especially in that situation, I felt like a lot of the time the trembling, the loss of appetite, it was just a lot going on then, and this is how I was feeling, because that's actually how you made me feel. And we'll talk about the reasons why an abuser and the control in that another time, but that is literally how you can be feeling. And panic attacks are very much the same. A panic attack or disorder or anxiety syndrome disorder. But the good news is that at least 5% of the population has experienced panic attacks, and that there may be many more people who, for various reasons, keep their panic hidden. So there could be many more people that are feeling out there, just like you, just like me. And trust me, the one thing I'm going to say, you're not alone. There is many different things that you can do to help with anxiety. And I'll get on to that shortly. But you won't die with this. You may feel as though at times that you wish, or that you could, or the feelings and the ideas and everything that's going on right now, you just wish it would pass, you wish it would go away. But the one thing that you need to know is that you're not having a heart attack, it's just panic. Although you feel like as if you're going to collapse, or mentally you're just not feeling great, it's okay. You're not going to go mad. And the best thing of all, the best out of this entire situation, if you look at the positive, is that you can beat this and you will get better. And it just seems sometimes that, you may be okay on some days, and then other days you can just suddenly be struck by the most overwhelming sense of terror, of dread, of panic. Things aren't going right. The morning's been disrupted because the plans haven't gone ahead. You've slept in. It's okay. Just breathe. You'll get through this. You will. It's okay if you're running late. It's okay. You're not going to be killed because things haven't worked out. You're running late for your job. Your boss isn't going to sack you for constantly being late. Or that one morning that you're late, you're always on time. That one morning, he's not going to turn. They're going to notice that things didn't go well that morning. They are going to be okay with that. Okay, you're not going to ruin your whole life because things are running late or things aren't in order. It will be okay. And what you can do with this is actually realize that once you realize that there's a problem, you can actually find a solution to it. And that's the most amazing thing of all with panic with anxiety and panic attacks. There is a solution to it. And with this solution, it is simply finding strategies that would actually help you. And those strategies can be quite simple. It could be walking. It could be walking. It could be breathing exercises. It could be yoga. It could be simple as just getting some massages. It could, whatever works for you. It could be writing how you're feeling. And sometimes the best thing of all is if write it or even record it. If you're not the type of person who likes writing in a diary, maybe use your phone and just use a record and say, today I feel like absolute crap. And that's, you know, and explain why. The worst thing you could possibly do is get into these emotions that, you know, you're regretting it and or you're wishing it or you're depressing it and you're feeling anxious about all that anxiety. And the worst thing you could possibly do is actually just bury it deep down inside. Like, if the best solution you can do is work on the strategies that will help you relieve that anxiety. And you can actually do those things that I've mentioned about going to a therapist and just talking about the strategies in releasing that anxiety. And that's all you really can do is just try. You can, and it's little baby steps. And I can tell you now, the relief and the massive difference from, you know, 16 years ago, 15 years ago to 12 years ago is massive. From the times that I started counselling to now, it's huge. I no longer suffer from the tremors and trembling. No longer suffer from the trembling. The most that I may, you may hear is me, even here on when I'm talking to you, is a bit of breathlessness. And that's okay. I'm just feeling a bit anxious because I'm wanting to discuss about what I wanted because I'm so passionate about it. I've caused myself to have a bit of anxiety over it. But it's also the strategies of being able to calm down enough to be able to function on a day-to-day level without actually being crippled by anxiety. And that's because of multiple things. It's because of meditation. It's because of counselling, walking. Walking is a massively important for me because I can actually get out there. I can actually walk. I can actually get rid of the stuff. By the time I've walked my little walking route, or walk through a park, when I've started the journey to when I've ended the journey, I've actually relaxed. And there's so many reasons why it's such a good thing to do. Go for a walk, go to the gym, you know, knit, crochet, whatever it is that you like to do, scrapbook, pull it out, do the colour therapy, find a colouring book and just colour it in. Buy 50-cent one from the shops. Colouring pencils are cheap. They're about $2, $1 a packet, and just sit down and just colour. It's such a wonderful way of being able to relax. Now, I have a book here that was released by the New South Wales Press. Now, that's the actual printer who printed this. This book is called The Tracking the Black Dog. This is edited by Kerry Ears, E-Y-E-R-S. It's Tracking the Black Dog. It's Hairy Tales and Historical Legwork from the Black Dog Institute's Writing Competition. Now, the black dog is what Winston Churchill used to call his anxiety, his depression. And this is something that I've also felt for many years on and off is the depression. And this is something that I wanted to mention because he also suffered from a lot of these particular kind of issues where he just had this black dog constantly overwhelming him. And he was the most important person in British history, or one of the most important people in British history. He was the Prime Minister of England during the Second World War. He governed that country with such an iron fist, I believe, which is also the nickname of Margaret Thatcher. She also was nicknamed the Iron Lady. But to get on to what I was talking about, it's the black Dogs and the Dark Underworld is basically what it's written here, and he's got such an amazing sense of awareness of what he was doing. And he called, sorry, it's not, it's actually called the Churchill, the British Bulldog. Now, Winston Churchill had a large dog. It followed him about while Winston slept. It chased his dreams or lay there around and stout. It licked his face, it bit his hand, it growled, it snarled, it smelled. It gnawed away at Winston's faith in God, in man, in self. And this book is absolutely one. It's such a wonderful book of full of short stories. Now, I have not looked, and probably neglectful on my part, but it's from the New South Wales Press. So I'm hoping that if you were ever interested in actually purchasing the book, it's the Black Jog Institute. So I'm sure you'll be able to get some, have a look and see if you can actually find it. It's such a lovely book of all short writings about people's stories and views on depression. Oh, there's a short paragraph which actually describes Winston Churchill's quick wit was a legendary, and in many of his sayings are available on the World Wide Web. A familiar one of his rejoinder of a fellow member of Parliament, Lady Nancy Astor, who once remarked, "Winston, if you were my husband, I'd put arsenic in your morning coffee." To which Churchill replied, "Madam, if you were my wife, I'd drink it." Now, I just love his humour and the way he looked at things. And my mum first told me about Winston Churchill and his depression as she was explaining to me that, you know, it was okay to feel like this. And the reasons why I even mentioned that was because it's okay to feel like that. It's okay to recognise that. He called his problems the black dog. And my mum described it to me when I was first starting to feel very depressed, and she said to me, "You know, one of the most important people in this world, in Britain, felt exactly like you." And you know what she did? She goes, "He went out and he actually built brick wall." And I thought, a brick wall, he bricklaid. When he was feeling at his absolute worst, he would go out the back and he would actually do bricklaying. He would actually build his brick wall, and right around his estate is actually brick walls that he actually built with his own hands. Now, that's what I've been told from my mum, and it's actually true to fact that if you look at it, he actually did. It was his way of just getting himself out of that black dog, that underworld feeling that he was actually feeling. And he's an absolute marvelous man, and that's how he dealt with his depression. That's where I'm going with this with Winston Churchill. He dealt with it by actually building a brick wall, and that was his depression. Now, it is simple as just finding something that's actually going to help you feel so much better. And I can promise you, the start of the journey is the one that's the hardest. But once you make those first few baby steps, I can promise you can feel better from this. Even if it's okay, the strategies are not working, I'm going on medication. It's not the end of the world to go on medication. What is the worst possible thing you could do is stay on this path of anxiety and not do anything about it. And have it affect every aspect of your life to the point where you are so crippled that you can't move on a day-to-day basis because you're so overwhelmed with anxiety because of what that abuser did. I want you to think about that, and I want you to think about today and what I've talked to you. There are some things also. There's a book from Beyond Blue as well as how to deal with your depression, sorry, anxiety, sorry. But it was also depression as well. But they've got some lovely ideas in this book as well on how to deal with anxiety. It's taking care of yourself and your family. It's a resource book for good mental health. You should be able to find a lot of, even on your Headspace, they've got an app that you can download. It's for free. You can actually download the app for free, and it gives you a lot of ideas and help to help you calm and relax, especially if you're feeling in a not so great mentally, or you're not feeling that the anxiety is actually giving you a great day. You can actually access that app. It's for free. You can download on your phone, on iTunes or on the Play Store, and that can actually help you with your strategies with dealing with anxiety. I certainly do hope that this little chat today has been helpful for you. Seriously, look at maybe some books even. There's Fixing It with the Complete Survivor's Guide to Anxiety-Free Living by Bev Asbett. I'm sure you'll be able to find that at any bookstore or online. I know I have seen it in a bookstore in the city. I can't think of the name of it right now. I'm sorry, my memory is actually going on me, but I'm absolutely positive you'll be able to get a bookstore. You'll be able to get it online, maybe even through Amazon Australia. What was it, Robertson's Books? You might be able to get it through there. It's a very simple way, and it's a lot of cartoon drawings, and it makes things so simple, especially when first dealing with anxiety and panic attacks, to actually read this. It's such a wonderful little book. I know I've flicked through it and I've read a few things and I've marked a few things today to actually discuss with you, and just found that I was actually just rolling off what I know myself, and these resources are quite easily available through the bookshops on and Beyond Blue. So if you contact Beyond Blue, I'm sure they'll be able to help you with getting. Beyond Blue's phone number is 1300 224636 or www.beyondblue.org.au. That's beyondblue.org.au. That's in Australia. And if in America, I'm sure that you'll be able to find something at your local bookshop, online, go on, even go on your place on the Play Store, on Samsung Play Store, on your iTunes app, search in anxiety apps. There's also meditation free apps that you can access. It'll give you some music that you can plug your earphones in and listen to on your phone. There's also even just Google for free on your phone. Go down to the local library, look at some resources that'll be able to help you if you're looking at something to actually do. Have a look around, do some research, find out what's comfortable for you to actually ease your anxiety, because it's okay that you feel like this. And you can get some solutions to it. I know that for a fact. And I know I'm repeating myself, but I know that for an absolute fact. You can do something to help you yourself. Think about that. And thank you very much for listening to Healing with Hope, Faith and Love. I really do hope that this is very helpful for you. I hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful evening, a wonderful week, and I will speak to you very, very soon. Good night, goodbye, and see you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.